Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Second and goal. Pass. Caught. Got it. Touchdown. This guy has had some year.
Al, I've got to tell you, in a pressure situation, I don't know if I have ever seen anybody be better than Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp.
They rush for it. Burrow to throw for it. He's hit. He's hit. He's sacked. He throws it away. He flings it away on fourth down. Aaron Donald got there. Donald takes his helmet off in celebration. He flips Burrow to the turf and forces the incompletion on fourth and one. He signals to his ring finger on his left hand. And you can build that man's statue out SoFi Stadium right now. The greatest of all time on defense does it in the biggest moment of Super Bowl 56.
And Cincinnati will not spend that final timeout. They'll let the Rams exult. Sean McVay gets the Gatorade bath after five seasons. Cooper Kupp, phenomenal. Stafford gets the job done. Whitworth at age 40. Aaron Donald, we go back to the fact that Michelle was saying before the game, he's thinking about retiring. This could be the end. We don't know. But the Rams were built to win the Super Bowl, and they have sealed the deal. They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Tyler. All those highlights courtesy of NBC Television and then ESPN LA talking about Aaron Donald with the stop to win the game for the Los Angeles Rams. Good morning and happy post-Super Bowl. How did you do? How was your Super Bowl?
I took a booster shot on Friday and had a reaction like I have on all the shots. So Saturday, I did it on purpose because I knew I'd probably have a reaction. So Saturday sucks. Sunday morning, woke up kind of sucking. I made it to church so I could see my daughter serve. That was her first time. And then I started to bounce back because we had steaks from Pete's Fine Meats that I had frozen previously that we were going to use. So I had that ready to go. I showed my kids how to make queso for the first time. We did prop bets. So I had a list of about 18 prop bets for the kids. And so we got our prop bets in, things like, you know, national anthem, heads and tails, yeah. Will mom cuss? It was only worth 1 point. Everyone circled yes.
Well, that was
it was like, guys, this is a washout. Everyone's got yes, so there's no differentiator here. No one's going no. And then, you know, the game itself.
Will mom cuss during the game?
Yeah. It paid. No, but I had to. So we had to differentiate. Like, during the game means it doesn't have to be at the game. It's just about the game. And then, you know, the game snacks had a friend over. We watched the game together. It was good. It was good.
That's fun.
It wasn't a big party.
Big family. It's almost like Little House on the Prairie over there.
I haven't been to a big Super Bowl party in, man, I don't know how long.
We went to a restaurant and watched. It was fun. It was nice. It was great. We had a room. It was quiet. It was great. Got to watch the game, hear it, and, you know, as opposed to all the hubbub, all the hoopla. So that was great. We had a wonderful time. And so it was just great. You know, somebody had tried to, there was some kind of a petition to make Super Bowl, so, to the NFL, to make Super Bowl Saturday.
So they could have the next day off.
So they have the next day off, so that the day after is the day off. And actually, if you want to know the truth, today should be a national holiday.
Yeah, but they'll never do that.
No, but It's amazing. I mean, even the most casual of fans watch. What did you think of halftime?
I thought halftime. I was actually really looking forward to halftime. I'm fans of pretty much everyone.
If you don't say it's the best ever, Arian Foster will fight you.
Oh, will he?
Did you see that?
I hope he doesn't fight me.
Well,
I was actually listen. I've been a fan of. I think Dre will go down as the most influential musician of the rap era. But you know, so much for who he's discovered as a producer, like you know, Snoop, just iconic people on the stage at one time. And honestly, I was actually a little bit disappointed. It was a lot of lip syncing. Like Eminem had the lip sync. They had a backup track. Why Dre was pretending to do stuff on a soundboard, I have no idea. He was clearly not doing anything.
They were all lip syncing.
50 Cent was 75 Cent, as someone said on Twitter.
And then
Brandon McCall, Caldwell. Brandon Caldwell said, he goes, oh, he's for sure found Papados. Because, you know, 50's been in Houston.
Yeah.
I don't know if he lives here or if he's just shooting something here. Does he live here now? He's like, oh, he's for sure found Papado.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so not that mattered at all. I don't know. I was a little bit underwhelmed. I thought it was okay, but I was actually kind of underwhelmed. I was expecting more.
Don't say that. If you say it's anything but.
Yeah, I don't know.
Arian Foster will fight you.
He will?
Oh, my gosh. Well, he said.
I guess it was
he
good,
He said,
Arian.
If you don't think it's the best ever, bleep you. Okay, that's how aggressive Arian Foster was.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. There's people willing to tell him bleep you because Prince was the best. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I know I already heard people saying, I guess somebody was pointing out, did Maria Taylor just say this is going to be the best Super Bowl halftime show? Like it had a chance to be, but when it was done, honestly, I thought, you know what I got more hyped about was when Missy Elliott made a surprise appearance like 3 years ago. In that one, I don't even remember I just remember Missy Elliott. And I thought that was even better. You know, it would have been better, I think, if, I know it's really kind of an homage to Dr. Dre, if it would have been just a couple of those people and they would have expanded on more songs, it might have been better. But I thought it was fine, but I was not as blown away as I was expecting to be.
Yeah. And the commercials there were some good.
Scarlett
Johansson was pretty good.
So here, I don't even know what that one is. I was busy.
It was Alexa reading your mind. Yeah, it was actually pretty funny.
And Colin Jost was on it?
Yeah.
Somebody said Colin Jost just set everyone's Alexa off. And I didn't know what that meant.
No. Alexa can read your mind, right? And so, they turned over in bed, and good morning, and ordering mouthwash, super strength mouthwash for you know, and yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was actually pretty good. I'm not a big commercial guy.
So I thought this year's commercials, the ones that I saw, actually for the first time in a long time, really did more to where the pro it wasn't just they weren't trying to make people laugh, but they were actually doing creative stuff to push product. You know, one of the best ones I thought was when they played the music, the theme, at least it's the theme music from Sopranos.
Meadow.
And is that who that was?
It was Meadow.
I knew it had to be somebody.
Yeah.
So that's Meadow.
And
okay.
then her brother came walking up at the end. And
that's
they hugged.
The brother?
Yeah.
I don't recognize. That didn't look
that was
like
both of them.
Little Fat Sammy or whatever his name
was. What
was
his name?
Little Tony?
Anthony?
Anthony. It was Anthony. Was
yeah.
That,
yeah,
right?
Wasn't it?
I can't remember.
Because I was trying to say, well, who would they be on Sopranos? I was thinking, well,
Meadow.
That's not the one who got drowned out in her own blood or whatever that Christopher killed,
AJ,
his girlfriend.
Who was his name?
AJ.
AJ.
Yeah.
And they came
Anthony
in.
Anthony Jr.
Anthony Jr.
Anthony
yeah,
Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's who that was?
Yeah.
I was wondering what the connections of Sopranos.
Hello?
I knew it had to be for them to do that whole thing, but okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was pretty interesting to go almost the whole thing was just like the Sopranos. It was kind of updated. That was a really four.
Well,
electric,
it's the next generation.
Next
That's
generation.
What they said. It's the next generation.
Yeah, next
for
generation
Chevy.
Of car. I thought that was a really.
Yeah, that was well done.
I thought that was a well done commercial.
Yeah, yeah, and you know some other ones. Anybody's got any thoughts? You're more than welcome to get in. The game was pretty good. You know, it was interesting
fine.
Right up until the end. It wasn't a lot of offense, but we knew it was exactly I think what we thought. The defensive lines are just too good for these offensive lines. They were just too good, and especially the Rams' defensive line. Holy crap. Did you see the stat? They had a block percentage. The Bengals' offensive line had a 14% block percentage. It was the worst offensive line game in the NFL this year.
Let's just be let's be real about this. Tyler, let the phone lines, just in case, we'll undo the phone lines. In case you guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So this is the thing. Everyone knew the narrative was that the Bengals couldn't get the Rams blocked. And it was exactly like we all thought. It was almost like it was impossible for it not to happen like it happened. It's just not physically. When you see Billy Prince and Quentin Spain and all these other linemen that you think, man, the Bengals line is not good. They got a bunch of backups out there is what they've got. And they're all starting. You just knew it couldn't be good. And in the second half, I think Joe Burrow, the one thing that I came away with is that Joe was not great in that pocket when the pressure closed in. I thought he should have avoided faster and been ready to go run and get, and not just because I had over 12 and a half rushing yards, but he should have been ready to run sooner when he knew the pressure was coming, because he had some opportunities to take off and he just kind of just got swallowed up.
I don't know if
pocket.
You saw his knee injury.
Well, no, I'm talking about well before this.
Oh, yeah, well.
And hey, you're lucky. You're lucky that thing didn't end up worse, because he was yelling and screaming on the ground.
He was in
trouble. I knew he would come back.
He was limping
run
noticeably
off.
Too. I mean, he was hurting. He couldn't run.
So look, the right pick was Jamar Chase, not Penei Sewell. They got it right. However, this has got to be an offseason where they go crazy. And when we come back, I want to bring this up. So I jokingly, but not jokingly, said, all right, Tunsil for your first. That's all I tweeted. Tunsil for your first after the game was over. And Joe was sacked, you know, for the ninth time and a half or whatever it was. Tunsil for your first. And that set off reactions on Twitter. And the reactions, a lot of them were for just the 31st. And I will explain. I think Texans fans have a very, very... And maybe a lot of people, and maybe you're listening right now, I need to explain what I believe Tunsil's value is going to be on the trade market if the Texans decide to trade him. Because I don't think that Texans fans have a very realistic vantage point when it comes to Laremy Tunsil.
No, just because the Texans gave up two doesn't mean he's worth two.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I'm sorry.
That doesn't compute.
The guy who didn't come back from a thumb injury for 14 weeks.
DeAndre Hopkins for a second and David Johnson. Guess what? That doesn't compute. The trades that this organization made under Bill O'Brien, tutelage, and under Jack Easterby, those don't compute. Those are not real life. So we can visit that on the other side. And don't forget, still ahead, want you to get ready with what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's coming up in about a half an hour right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Right now it's time for you to tell. So LMAC on Twitter, she said out of nowhere, it's almost like she set me up. On a tweet, she said, hey, I'm thinking about buying tequila, going to make a cocktail, a drink. What do you guys suggest? And so I jumped in. I'm like, Maestro Bell. And I said, the Smoke Silver, which is a Jumito. I jumped in with the Añejo, which is one of my favorites for sipping, if that's what you love. It's a very smooth, with a slight hint of smokiness. It's a delicious, delicious sipping tequila. And then somebody else jumped in with a picture of the one that they bought called the Diamante, which is their Cristalino. The Diamante, which is, I think it's the perfect blend of being ready for a cocktail or being ready for a sipping tequila. It's really fantastic. If you're a tequila aficionado, you may or may not have tried Maestro Dobel. If you have, you've got a Maestro Dobel at your home. If you haven't, I definitely recommend you try it. It's at... kind of a medium price point. It's more affordable price point, but it's not a cheap tequila by any stretch of the imagination. It is well made. 11 generations of tequila makers, 100% blue agave. And so whether it's your margarita you're making or whether you want a sipping tequila, you're going to find a varietal that's right for you. Reposado, Añejo, the silver, the smoke silver, the Cristalinos, two different versions of the Cristalinos, which is something they created. It's actually a flavor profile that they started with charcoal filtering. The difference is staggering. Get a flavor and an aroma and a finish that you love. Maestro Dobel, wherever fine liquors are sold.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. You've got thoughts on the game. You're more than welcome to do that.
I can't even check out Twitter when it comes to this game is so boring. This is the worst. Oh, this halftime is the best. It's no one's ever had a halftime this great. This halftime is poo-poo squirts. Like, the hyperbole, you just can't even.
How about just watch the game?
It's just, yeah. It's just, and I didn't really spend much time on Twitter reading what people had to say until the very end. Or what there if something happened that was, I did check for halftime. I was interested to see what people thought. I was really excited for halftime show and really just kind of, it's okay.
It was good. It was good.
It's fine.
It was fun. It was fine.
It's fine.
It was a Monty lot of lip like syncing. It wasn't just Eminem.
Monty didn't like it.
Monty
liked
it.
Did you see, Mom, did you see the one man who had people twerking on him?
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I don't think the halftime, it used to be that football was very cognizant of how many kids were watching events, like a Super Bowl. And that they would not, like, it was careful. Now it is to the point where they're just, whatever happens, happens, and you have to deal with it with your kids. Like, we're not going to, you just, maybe your kids shouldn't watch halftime show.
Okay, who is bigger, Kendrick Lamar or Rock's Arms?
Mm. You know, I would say Kendrick Lamar, but I actually saw The Rock again yesterday. As he was calling out the team,
Kendrick Lamar was the little fella out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's wee.
Oh, I thought you meant big as in the...
No. The actual size.
No. If we take a circumference of Kendrick Lamar across the chest...
Yeah.
At his broadest point, probably, I would say Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock's arms are bigger than Kendrick.
The Rock's arms are bigger, I would say. That was really...
K-Dot is going to be thin.
That was really, really, really... freaky the way the Rock, his whole body is freakish.
First of all, Rock is so skinny in his waist now, it's crazy. And then to see his arm, and for him to do like that the whole time, how much pumping do you think he flexed the whole time? He had to flex the whole time. Number one. Number two,
he probably got a good workout
in before he went out.
He got
there,
a pump in. Are you kidding me? He's at SoFi. There's a huge weight room.
He probably got a pump.
Holy crap, his
arms down, were big. Sprayed himself down with some Axe, probably, just because he wanted to keep it really real. And then he put that tight shirt on, and he went out there and flexed real hard while he did all that stuff. No one's arm has ever been that big. That's bodybuilder size. The Rock was enormous. And people did point out, this is a curious move. The owner of the XFL at the very beginning of the Super Bowl, I said, it's curious unless the XFL wants to be the feeder league.
And that's what I think they do. I think
that's smart move.
I wore my Roughneck shirt today for all of you to see. That's,
I'm a USFL guy personally.
USFL?
Yeah.
That's our bitch. 713-780-3776 is the number.
Neither of y'all are even playing. Well, I think XFL's going to play. USFL's going to play this year.
Yeah, they're playing this spring. Yeah. Somebody's the coach. Of our team.
Uh-huh.
I think, he's our team. Pretty sure he's our team's coach.
Yes.
Or somebody's. I don't know.
No, he's Houston.
Oh, he's Houston?
Yeah, he's a Houston Gamblers.
He's the Gamblers. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were supposed to have him on last week. I forgot to call him.
He said that.
Yeah.
He called me on Saturday or no, Friday, Thursday, whatever it was.
We can do it now, Sonny. We're going
to
do it.
It was supposed to be
on
your show.
He was at the game. Did you see? He sent a picture.
It was supposed to be on your show, but I guess I'm not worthy of it. And I'm like, I didn't know what he was talking. I said, "Yeah,
I sent you guys a text that said something."
I thought you were going to be on at 9:00.
Usually, a producer will remind us of stuff Tyler.
I thought you were going to be on at 9:00. He goes, "Well, that's what I thought. That's news to me." Okay. He's busy getting his team together.
I was away. So anyway, 713-780-3776. You guys got any thoughts on the game? How about Super Bowl props? How did you do? Did you get just narrowly edged out on your Super Bowl prop? What was the under over 7.5 sacks for Joe Burrow? Because that would have been the under.
Five and a half is the total for the game, which is like
for both
joke.
Teams.
Yeah.
Holy crap!
That's incredible.
In the first half, it hit the over.
It's incredible. In the second half, I thought Zach Taylor, throw a screen pass at some point. you got to throw a screen pass. And now, it's easier said than done because they're just rushing four. They didn't have to blitz. They're getting pressure with four, so that means that they're seven in coverage. So your screen may not be as successful, but you got to do something. You got to do something to slow them down. Here's another prop that we had talked about that hit yesterday. How many players will throw passes over under 2.5? It ends up being four.
It Cooper ended up Cup, being five.
Who was five? The punter.
The punter threw
that one. Would have counted.
Hecker, yeah, he threw a punt. That was over as soon as he did that. As soon as he dropped the extra point.
I didn't even think about that, but obviously Joe Mixon's touchdown, he had never thrown a pass ever.
Wow, and he was a perfect
throw. Never thrown a pass ever, and it was a perfect throw for the passing touchdown. So first touchdown caught was Odell Beckham Jr. I saw this play. What jersey number over and under was 23.5 on the jersey number. And so it ended up going under. That's a real shame for Odell Beckham to tear his knee up like that in the middle of a game. That's tough because especially with the timing, you got it. We're talking about we're in mid-February, March, April, May, June, July, August. If it's I haven't heard they haven't said confirmed ACL yet, have they? I'm sure it is going to be.
September,
October, I'm thinking pup list, and he may make his way back in November, but is he a free agent now? He's got to be. He's got to be a free agent.
Yeah. He said he wants to stay. We'll see. Well, Aaron Donald said he might retire.
I know. That was the thing. He said he might retire before the game.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude,
what about Sean McVay retiring too?
Yeah, but those are the two guys who talked about this. So before we get to that, I want to get to this. Pay this off. So we talked about Laremy Tunsil. I said, Tunsil for your first. I was talking to Bengals fans, basically. It's a 30. And somebody goes, just the 31st pick? Yes, for one thing, you get a first rounder, and you get rid of all that money off your books. Laremy Tunsil, listen, Laremy Tunsil couldn't make it back from a thumb injury for 14 weeks. Laremy Tunsil, the year before, they had a coach who had to make a deal with Tunsil to get him to practice. Like, they had to basically cajole the player to even practice. Do you understand how terrible this is? He's not a guy that really wants to play football, at least for the Houston Texans. He's one of the highest paid, if not the highest paid tackle in all of the game. They give up two first-rounders for him. He just is not about ball. He's just not. He's definitely not about ball with the Houston Texans. So why would you not get a first? And here's the second thing. If you think his value is equal to what the Texans paid, as John mentioned, you are wrong. That's not his value. His value is not two first-round picks. Number one, that was 3 years ago now. Number two, he's paid extremely lucratively now. And number three, he doesn't really love to play, and that stuff is getting out there. And he couldn't even make his way back to help his team this year and even play with this team. And if you're someone who says, for what? Why would he come back? Then you don't need to even – then you're out of this discussion. If you are part of the generation now that believes that you don't really need to play if things aren't exactly what you want, then this isn't for you. Like Aaron Donald, dude, Aaron Donald's bawling his eyes out after the game because he loves this so much. Laremy Tunsil doesn't love this. Let's just be real about this. So if you could get a first rounder for Laremy Tunsil, any first, I would 100% take it, John. I would not even blink.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Not even blink.
There was another, the rumor is Deshaun to Tampa Bay.
Yep.
And they said, okay, but here's what you got to do. Give us Devin White, Antoine Winfield, Tristan Wirfs, and multiple first rounders.
What?
Like, what? Are you people... do not have an overinflated sense of what these guys are worth. First of all, Deshaun brings a boatload of baggage. If you get multiple firsts, if you get a couple of firsts and a second or third, or maybe even second and a third, whatever for Deshaun Watson, you take it right now. To think that you're going to ransom them out of three of their best players is illogical.
I would take Devin White in a first.
You take Devin White in a first right now.
Well. I mean, it's one linebacker and a first.
Plus, you're going to have to pay him a big contract, by the way.
I would think about it, but yeah, I would take a player and two picks. Well, whatever player that is going to be the saddest player in history. I mean, just the saddest player in history.
I'm going from Tampa, who's getting Deshaun, to this mess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to do that to anybody.
It's probably a massive malcontent.
Somebody who knows what a Super Bowl is like, and to come here.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. But Deshaun, yeah, I think people have an overinflated view of what some of the players will bring. I'm telling you. Laremy Tunsil is not going to bring what you think he's going to bring. Getting rid of his money and getting a first is a win. That's a huge win. Deshaun Watson, right now, if you could get three first, I would take three first from somebody. But you're not going to get it now. Now it's to the point where everyone has to have some closure on this deal. And, ooh, I think there's a deposition coming for Deshaun's personal quarterback coach, Quincy Avery.
Oh, yeah.
This week, I believe.
Well, and Deshaun's coming up February 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm saying.
Rusty, get it done before then. Get it done before then.
All the depositions are coming up.
No, it's going to be bad. 727 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. More Super Bowl stuff coming your way on the other side. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Right now it's HR&P. And listen, you might be calling in today, and I can't blame you, but your company might have to do something about that. You're supposed to be there. I know you got a Super Bowl hangover, but you're supposed to be at work today. Guess what? We're at work today, and you know what? You need to get to work today. Otherwise, HR is going to take care of business. And here's the deal is if you're looking for the best HR company to take care of that, and listen, they may be very forgiving today because it is a Super Bowl Monday. But here's the deal. You're looking for the best way to go about that. You don't have to deal with it. It's HR&P. You call them, you tell them what the issue is, and they take care of business for you. That's what you need. You don't need to be getting involved in HR because you could lose your business. You also need the best payroll company that you're going to find in the business. I'm telling you, we love them. Never been a mistake. It's unbelievable how good they are. The technology is second to none. Second to none. When you go see, they're right there on the Beltway. You're more than welcome to visit them, and they'll show you around and how they get this job done. But they will customize a plan for your business because your business is different than everybody else's. It's not cookie cutter. So whatever your needs are, HR&P is going to find them, and they're going to take care of you. They take care of us, and especially right now with tax time and the Affordable Care Act, wow, you got to have them. All you need to do is start the process. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Bench! Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we're kind of repeating ourselves, aren't we, on some stuff there? We got a computer mess up. That's the first time that's happened. So, 713-780-3776. You got some thoughts? How about this weekend here? By the way, first of all, it all of a sudden Saturday morning, it was up so beautiful all week, and then all of a sudden Saturday morning it gets like 100 mile an hour winds and freezing cold, and it's like, what the hell happened? So, got up on Saturday after having a big night on Friday, and said, you know what? I'm going to go to the Cougs game.
Oh. I wish I could just make decisions. Oh, I was sick Saturday, but just go to the Cougs game.
Yeah.
It didn't end up great.
It didn't end up great, but you want to talk about a great atmosphere.
Was it? That's
awesome. Oh, my gosh. The place was packed, and the crowd was it was exactly what they thought. What they wanted when they built the place.
That's great.
It's a bandbox. It's on top of the teams.
That's the way college basketball should be.
It holds like about, I think, seven, maybe. No, maybe. I don't know what. Maybe 40. I don't know what it holds. Anyway, it was awesome. It was awesome. Now, the team, and I'm going to tell you this, Memphis played like Memphis should have been playing all year long. Remember, I asked Seth Greenberg, I said, what's the deal with Memphis? They're just too talented. Well, they don't have a facilitator. They don't have a point guard. If they had a point guard, I'm telling you, Williams and Duren, holy, Duren is a monster. And that dude's going to be in the end. He'll be a top 15 pick. He'll be a top 15 pick in the draft. They've got a lot of talent. This team has so underperformed. Listen, They should have won the game. They were better. U of H threw the ball all over the place. For whatever reason, they just, I don't know what happened to them mentally, but their turnovers were terrible. And Memphis is just so athletic that their press really gave U of H a lot of problems, gave them fits. But U of H fought back, led at the half. Second half, though, they just wore out because so many more shots, so many more turnovers than Memphis had. But that was a lot of fun. I got to tell you. That if you haven't been to the Fertitta Center yet, you need to go because it is a great place to watch a basketball game. So there was that, and then the fights on Saturday night.
Yeah, fights on Saturday night. Derek Lewis, who
did
was
you go?
No, I was sick Saturday.
Oh, I went.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Oh, did you go?
Yeah, we went. Yeah,
who'd you go with?
I went with my
Justin?
Get this. No, I went with my wife, her sister.
Well, how'd you get tickets though?
My wife got them.
Okay.
Yeah, ESPN gave them to my wife.
Oh, okay.
And she said, you know, I need to go because they gave them to me and all this stuff. We have beautiful seats.
How many have you been? I've gone to about 8 or 9 in my life. I know you went in Vegas that one time.
I saw Chuck Liddell. This is my second one.
Okay. And then your wife's probably first.
First.
Yeah.
And her sister's first.
Yeah.
So my sister cannot be more hoity. I mean, she is a Southern belle. Mm-hmm. She is Green Tomatoes. She came right out of that. Okay, I'm just telling you.
Steel Magnolias.
Yeah. She is Steel Magnolias. So the first couple of fights, we got there before the main events started.
Prelims.
The five big. Yeah, we got there for a couple of the prelims, and they were
boring. By the way, they're fights. Like,
yeah,
there's not that many people there. You're like, wow, this is a scrap going on here. Yeah. Feels like more people should be there in the stands already.
Well, it filled up for the main event.
No, it does. I just feel like for me.
Well, they weren't as good of fights, though. That's why.
Well,
there's a reason they're the prelims.
I saw that they were.
There was one good one early on, but the two right before the main event started were not good fights.
Well,
they were just bad.
The female fight where the girl who was 29 and 26 or whatever actually beat the one who was undefeated.
And apparently that's her last fight. What's her? Yeah, I forget her name. But anyway, so my wife is like, this is really gross. Anyway, I went up to get us another round of drinks, and I told my brother-in-law, I said, go down and get them. If they want to leave, we'll leave. Well, my sister-in-law said, heck no.
Go down and leave before they even
started.
You got to be there for the energy,
though. Well, right. Well, no, but I could tell my wife was like, ugh, this is gross.
No, but just what did she think of the experience of the music when people were coming in, the whole experience?
Yeah, obviously it got better. But the intro to the whole event is played on the big screen.
It's incredible.
And it's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
But the violence, I could tell my wife is looking down like, oh my God, what am I doing here?
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. Anyway, my sister-in-law, though, Miss Steel Magnolias, was like, this is awesome. And she couldn't get enough blood. And she couldn't, I was like, this is odd. This whole thing is odd. And then the fights were Derek Lewis getting his, wow, you want to talk about the Australian guy. And I saw I was watching ABC beforehand and had a big prelims, and they talked about this guy. His name's not Tua, it's whatever it is. And he's got, it looks like a Hawaiian name.
Tua Taivasa.
Oh, Tua Taivasa, right. And he looked like just a great guy. But then I was like, oh, he's fighting Derek Lewis. I can't be rooting for this guy. Well, guess what? Derek Lewis caught it. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Did dude catch him good with that elbow to the face that just took him down?
Mm-hmm.
Derek Lewis caught it, and Derek Lewis was out. He was in trouble. So it took a while to revive Derek. I mean, for him to stand up and get back into shape where he could just walk around. Dude took care of business. And then the main event couldn't have been more boring. I didn't think Izzy won. I really didn't. I thought he lost to Whitaker. No, I thought he lost.
So, I was on Dream Street Saturday. It was tough. I was just really had fever and chills and all that crap. So I didn't get to really pay close attention to it. I ordered it.
Listen.
And I was like in and out of it.
If Whitaker was the champ and not the challenger, he would have won that fight. If he wasn't the challenger.
Was that the prevailing notion from people? I didn't see that when I was reading up on Twitter. I didn't see that. Was that the... saw the strike total.
Did you
so
see
the
it?
Strike total? Oh. Was
no, I wasn't watch.
Israel's strike total was better than Robert Whittaker's. Like, I was looking at all the stats on it.
But he didn't.
His was better.
It was better, but he didn't. Yeah, his strike total was good, but he didn't phase him. He did not phase him, and I thought Whittaker won three of the rounds. I absolutely did.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. And I thought it was gonna. And when they were standing there, and it was like, oh, Izzy, I'm gonna tell you, it was a very disappointing championship bout. I'll tell you that, because it just I don't know. There wasn't a hell of a lot of action in it. But it was a different crowd than we saw in Las Vegas. I'll tell you that. There were a lot more people.
Now that was,
it's more of a show.
But tell people,
it's a lot showier now.
When we went to Vegas, was
it was a lot more tattoos.
Well, when was this?
It was 41 we saw. So this is no, but years ago.
Weren't you there? Didn't you go with us to the? You were there when
it was Chuck Liddell. No, I saw Chuck Liddell versus.
You went with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was able to get tickets direct from UFC. It's a lot harder now.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be able to get tickets from one of the marketing guys from UFC. Now I can't even get them from Mick Maynard, who's the matchmaker who lives in Houston. It's like the seats are gone, but you're right. It's been headed in this direction, but in Houston now it is a place to be. I remember when I went, Martin Fox invited me up to a suite. It was Tillman Fertitta's suite George St. Pierre lost to Matt Serra here, the very first UFC that was here. And he and then Tillman invited me to go sit in his seats, which were literally front row, me and Mario Williams. And it was so this is all the way back in 2006. It was after. It would have been 2007. If it's after Mario's first year, and that's, I've told this story before, how Mario just had on a plain white t-shirt. That was back in the day, the Allen Iverson look, the white t-shirt, long white t-shirt or whatever. That's all he had on. He was not dressed to impress, white t-shirt. And I was talking to him, and you could just tell he was just kind of country. It just, the whole thing was overwhelming the first year with the Houston Texans. And Tillman, you know, the Fertittas used to own. And I don't know that Tillman's real close with Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta, but they're kin. And so he had this awesome seat, and I sat there, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is incredible. Now you don't get that invite anymore. Now it's Carlos. Now Tillman's sitting there with Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers and Alex Bregman all sitting there. By the way, are you okay? I'm okay with that. Shows me.
But hey, Odell and Alex Bregman, you're famous. You don't have to draw attention to your hair.
Let me tell you something. I like this. I want to see him get a little swagger back.
Okay.
You want the sad Alex Bregman who goes up to the plate like, I hope I don't strike out again. Or you want platinum blonde Alex Bregman. I like platinum. I wish he would have had a grill and four finger rings on both hands. I like this Alex Bregman.
I wish he would have had like a guy that was like three rows in front of me. He wore his UFC gloves,
what?
Box his fight gloves. He wore his UFC fight gloves to the fight.
That's like we're bringing a glove to the game. Like
it was like Cal McNair.
Like Cal McNair
was
brought
like Cal
to a baseball
McNair sitting in front
let's
of
get Troy real quick. He's been holding for a while.
Yeah, let's get him in here before we do. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? We got that coming up next. So stay with us. What's up, Troy?
Hello.
Yeah. Troy.
Yeah. What's up, Troy?
Yeah. How you guys doing? I like you guys' show. I listen to it every morning.
Appreciate it, Troy. That, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, so I wanted to speak on the Deshaun Watson and the Super Bowl. With Deshaun Watson and Houston, I don't believe they're going to trade him this year because of all the allegations. I don't believe they're going to come off their high asking price for him, whatever they want back. I don't think they're going to come off of it. And so I believe they're going to keep him another year, maybe hold off for a better draft pick next year in the first round, possibly. But I don't believe they're going to trade him. There's just too much going against him with his illegal allegations. And with the Super Bowl, I like watching Super Bowl. It was a good game. I wanted Joe Burrow to win, but I knew the offensive line was going to be a problem. And I knew Aaron Donald was going to be a problem also. Man. But next year, I'm looking forward to seeing what they pick up in a free agency and in the draft.
Yeah, well, see if they can fix that up.
Appreciate it, Troy.
Priority one is they got the weapons now.
Look,
they got a good defense.
It's not going to be worse. They
offensive
got money
line.
To spend.
They've got but will they spend it?
They got money
they got,
to spend.
They got 50-some million in cap
so
space.
So where they are is going to be tricky for an offensive line standpoint because you have three offensive linemen who could go or three tackles. They got to start. Well, I mean, they needed help across the board, but you know, Kenyon Green could be gone, guard. Linderbaum could be gone, center. Ike Mekwonu, Charles Cross, and Evan Neal all gone.
Guys in
That's
the draft
five
that
offensive linemen right. who could be gone. Then you got Trevor Penning, who could be gone from Northern Iowa. Maybe even Bernard Raymond, a tackle from Central Michigan, could be gone. There could be seven offensive linemen gone before the Bengals even draft. 31 is a precarious position for a team that must fix the line.
Yeah. Well,
free agency has got, or you trade for Tunsil. These are your choices.
All right. Let's.
You either give us some picks or assume that Joe Burrow is going to get the knee torn in half again.
So much to talk
those
about from this weekend. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. It is the segment sweeping the nation. So get in here and tell us what you learned this weekend in one sentence. But right now, we got insurance to take care of.
Yeah, we've got TGS Insurance. And TGS Insurance is a company that is, what they do is they shop for homeowners insurance for you. It takes a long, I did this by myself one time on the phone. I called three companies and I spent probably an hour and 15 minutes on the phone. And that's just waiting, answering questions, going through the same questions. And then you have to wait for them to get back to you. At TGS Insurance, you text the word money to 232323. And here's what happens. They go through way more than three insurance companies. They are shopping a variety of A-rated insurance companies. And then from there, they are the ones who are going to get back with you and give you a firm quote within 15 seconds. They have an algorithm that plugs your address into their system. And boom, it pops up quotes from all these A-rated companies. So you still get A-rated insurance, which is you don't want to sacrifice that. But now you get it at a competitive rate, and you've shopped multiple insurance companies. Make sure that you are shopping with TGS Insurance. They'll do the heavy lifting. You save, on average, $900 or more when you first sign up with them. And many people save into the thousands. Make sure that you text the word money to 232323 or go to TGSinsurance.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 747, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So this is the segment that we do every week at 745 every week right here. It's what did I learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? As soon as somebody's off, somebody gets on.
Can I go first?
780-3776. Yeah.
The Mattress Mack has lost $15.43 million on bets since January 1st. He's got a four-game losing streak.
Yeah.
And if he would have played the...
If he would have played the Bengals plus the points, he would have got both. He would have won
everything.
Both. Everything.
Your money comes to me. Your money comes to me. All the money comes to me. It would have been a $20 million winner.
Well,
now he did make $20 million on furniture, though.
On the furniture.
I know.
He lost $9.5 on the hedge.
That would have been.
He didn't have to hedge. He could have bet $9.5 plus the points and won both. He would have won $30 million.
He would have won all of the money.
Yes, all of it.
All of
it. If he'd have just taken the points. Instead, he went for the odds at $16 million for his $9.5 million bet and lost.
I'm reading stuff where people who don't really, I think, know how this works. Since January 1st, Mattress Mack has lost $15.43 million on bets, including Alabama money line, Patriots to win title, Titans to win title, and Bengals to win title. All underdogs, by the way. So
yeah, that's what it is.
He said Mack has a gambling problem that he's hiding under quotes marketing expenses, so us taxpayers can foot the bill for his losses.
No, he's hedging his bet, people.
Come on.
All right, let's go. Chris is first up. Let's get him in here. Hey, Chris, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that an inactive Texans quarterback will make the field in the Super Bowl before any others, and that Zach Thomas is getting robbed of the Pro Bowl. I mean, of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Yeah, okay, Vernon Hargraves. You are so Vernon Hargraves can't be dumber. Thank God he's not on the field anymore. He ran.
Wait, but he is on the field.
On the field for the Texans. I mean,
no, but he is on the field for the Bengals.
Yeah, no, for the Bengals.
Even in the Super Bowl, he got on the field. Even inactive. For those who missed it, that was Vernon Hargraves who went out and celebrated the
lost his team.
Yeah, celebrated the
touchdown.
The touchdown. He went out and celebrated the touchdown, which ended up costing his team.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, it cost his team. They got a penalty.
No. It was an interception. So...
It was Jesse Bates' interception. It got moved back to the 10-yard
line. Oh, right. Yeah, but they still scored, didn't they?
Well, but they got penalized for it.
You could see the look on Vernon.
I mean, they got penalized for it.
Vernon Hargraves had
instead
that look
of at the 20,
like,
they started at the 10.
Vernon Hargraves had the look of a guy who realized his playoff share could be gone.
Yeah, oh, yeah, well.
Did you see the look on the side? And Vernon looked like a veteran who knew this was a mistake.
All right, let's get next up is Jimmy. Jimmy, what'd you learn this weekend?
Hey, guys. So everybody's complaining about Eminem taking a knee, but what they really don't know is that his knees were weak and his arms are heavy. He probably had food poisoning from eating his mom's spaghetti.
That's true. You're right. You are absolutely right, Jimmy. You are absolutely right. Juan, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that the refs can wait for the last series to call tic-tac fouls. Cincinnati got jobs.
Yep, I don't disagree. That hold was
Chris
little...
Chris Collinsworth was trying to, like...
Collinsworth.
He couldn't... look, technically, there was an interference of pull, but that had been... been called.
Jalen Ramsey's face mask got pulled off and nothing was called.
You know, I don't think there was an official behind that play, which is why I think they missed it. Because Jalen Ramsey got thrown, out of the picture by the little face mask.
All right, who is next? It's Ocho. ¿Qué pasó, Ocho?
I learned that someone's pet dog who was addicted to cocaine in Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion would run up and lick the faces of guests who snorted cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you just got that.
We continue to learn more and more about the cocaine addicted dog at Hugh Hefner's
house. Right. But that came out a couple weeks ago. Ocho just learned about it.
No, Ocho, I think, was the one who called about it last week. He's getting to new.
Well, I read about it.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. You was one of your News of the Weirds.
It was my News of the
Weirds. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, it was News of the Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Lacey is up next. Lacey, what'd you learn this weekend?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I learned that Mattress Mac is still moving dope through box springs.
Stop it.
Mattress Mac is not moving dope through box springs. Come on. Nick is up next. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence, Nick?
Hey, fellas, Double Rod, guys.
Double Rod.
Hey, man, I learned that like a gym in Humble won like $1 million from that dude who hit that hole-in-one in that tournament.
Sam,
I don't really remember the details of it, but some Jim and Humble won like $1 million.
How'd that?
$1 million? Wow.
How?
Did you see Sam Ryder's hole-in-one?
I saw a replay. Why did somebody win $1 million?
Maybe they bet on a hole-in-one on 16.
A Jim did?
I guess. I don't know.
Or a guy named Jim.
I didn't hear this story, but...
No, I think it's a Jim and Humble.
713-780-3776 if you got more details on that.
Well, you can tell us on the next
one. But how about that? Did you see the celebration?
Yeah.
That's the greatest celebration in sports.
Well,
hole-in-one.
Did you see the celebration on the hole-in-one on the Frisbee golf thing over the weekend?
Yeah, nobody
An
saw
even
that.
Better
nobody
celebration. Even
Nico is here.
Did you see it, Tyler?
Is this Lil Nico?
I'll watch it later.
Hey, Nico, what's going on? Oh, it's Mito.
It's Mito.
Hey, Mito. ¿Qué pasó, Mito?
My daughter can hear this.
I learned that Mattress Mac is a jinx, just like the guy in the Bronx Tale. A jinx.
Man, they call him, what was his nickname? Johnny Coffee Cake, because he had a bad face. Yeah. Put him in the bathroom. You want to put Mattress Mac in a bathroom? Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa!
I don't want C looking at that face when he's shooting dice. Put him in the bathroom.
713-780-3776.
Remember, he was the mush.
He was the mush. 713-780-3776.
Mac does have a losing streak going.
He does have a losing streak. I don't know if he's a mush though. Jake, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
That John Granato doesn't need to talk that stuff about Penny Hardaway.
I was talking some garbage.
You were reckless.
I was a little reckless with
Penny.
My pen
came in and showed you.
Hey, wait a minute.
Lot of people right now are calling Penny Hardaway the greatest coach in college basketball.
They won despite Penny Hardaway. They won despite Penny Hardaway. Trust me.
He told that you team not to talk talented, that mess. Bro.
That team is
You mean talented. The team with the two best recruiting classes in the last 2 years?
Yeah.
And Penny's crying and that
Monty Bates,
hey, why are you guys saying I'm a bad coach?
Well, and Monty Bates is in witness protection. He's not even on the floor. So, that great recruiting class. Is this Irv? ¿Qué pasó, mijo? ¿Cómo estás, boy?
You're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, what's up, John G? What's up, man? Hey, I learned that apparently the blackest artist took a knee, and he's considered dark meat. Greatest of all time.
Yeah. I don't know about that. And then Vernon Hargrave showed up in the middle of the halftime show.
Okay, I got to ask you. This is a veteran. Vernon Hargraves is a veteran.
Uh-huh.
Why do you look like to me? You got slides and socks on. It's like you look like you're going to the Galleria.
Because
the Galleria is just janky as hell.
Just walking around in slides.
He's just walking around with slides and socks at a Super Bowl. Right. This is a veteran, bro. It's the Super Bowl. You don't want to get your game up a little on the sideline? That's what you're wearing? Slides and socks? And then you run on the field in your slides in the middle of the game? That was so dumb. That felt like something practice squad guy would do. That did not feel like something former first rounder who has been cut by Tampa and the Texans would do and was inactive. That doesn't feel like a veteran first-round guy move. Slides and socks and running on the field after an interception.
Underrated mess. What did you learn this weekend?
Happy Valentine's Day, brother.
Happy Valentine's.
Johnny G definitely got a rise in his pants after seeing Lord of the Rings prequel and all the nerds in the world.
What? Lord of the Rings prequel. Man, did you guys see that? That one won best commercial of the world in the history of the world. Yeah. Oh, no. Lord of the Rings prequel.
Did it move?
What? Yes, it moved. Moved all over the place. Chris, what did you learn this weekend?
What up, fellas?
What
I
up,
learned
Chris?
There are officially two national anthems.
What? There are two national anthems? I didn't hear.
Did they play Lift Every Voice?
Did they? I don't know.
Which is considered, quote-unquote, black national anthem. I did not see it. They may have before. I turned the TV on right as national anthem was going, which was a big deal in my house because we had set up all the competition where, you know, I told you Snacks won. Snacks went 15-3 on prop bets.
That's nice.
The whole family, we did prop bets, including Mimi. My wife's mom was there. My mother-in-law
was there. That's nice.
Mimi, my wife finished last. Mimi finished next to last. Then Alec. I was second. Snacks was first. And he was 15-3 on prop bets, but one of them was over under 110.5 seconds, and it went to about 112 seconds.
Yeah.
She held out the last note
enough. Well, you know. That is that's fun. All right. That you guys did great again. You guys are really, really stepping up for what did you learn this weekend in one sentence. So we really appreciate that. Listen. Well, I learned this weekend that my wife is the greatest wife ever because she said, I don't care about Valentine's Day this year. So I'm like, that's why I love you so much. There are, though, plenty of you out there. Did you realize that today is Valentine's Day? Did you realize that you've got to get her something? Did you realize that you're running out of time? Did you realize that Mark Klein is open today and you can go over there at 5868 Westheimer and Fountain View, and you can get her something nice and you will be a hero? It is unbelievable, unbelievable what he's got going on there. For $300, guys, you can get some unbelievable jewelry, and she is going to love it. And you can get you some roses as well. One-stop shopping. If you're looking for the best way to go about this, Mark Klein has it for you right now. A diamond heart necklace and a dozen free roses, $300. Diamond heart earrings and a dozen free roses, $300. You're going to be the hero today, but you got to get to Klein's. He's got them in stock, ready for you, wrapping them. He'll wrap them, give you the roses, and he'll give you the necklace or the earrings. Unbelievable, people. She's going to go, "Oh, you put so much thought into." And when you just actually picked it up today, and you're going to win. You're going to win big tonight on Valentine's Day. But you got to get the job done. Get over there, or you can give him a call. He is awesome. If you're looking for the best way to get this job done, it's KleinsJewelry.com, 5868 Westheimer. It's Klein's Jewelry.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.